Welcome, Truth Seekers, to your weekly briefing alternative news for the week of September 5th. We are absolutely buzzing to be with you, bringing this audio recap on behalf of the Great Awakening Report. Today, we're not just skimming headlines, we're diving deep, really deep, into insights specifically curated for anyone seeking clarity in an age that, well, often feels swamped by misinformation, digital distractions, and yeah, those ever-present hidden agendas. Our mission is always clear, to extract the most crucial nuggets from this week's briefing. To help you uncover truth, reclaim your personal sovereignty, and align with the incredible new world that is truly emerging all around us.
And, you know, to truly connect these dots, this journey we're on together calls for something fundamental. It's about cultivating grounded, rational, and most importantly, critical thinking. It means consciously stepping into the role of the observer watching events unfold without immediately reacting. This path encourages sharpening your discernment, learning to see through emotional manipulation, and navigating your inner landscape with real intention. The source material speaks of moving beyond purely analytical, mind-centered logic into what they describe as heart-centered consciousness, meaning making decisions guided by empathy, intuition, and a sense of interconnectedness. It's about aligning with what some call higher vibrational frequencies or sustaining a 5D state of awareness, which essentially means maintaining a heightened, more expansive perspective on life, moving beyond purely material concerns, and recognizing that the battle we face is both energetic and internal.
Exactly. And what a week it's been in that internal and external landscape. We are about to unpack the top five alternative news stories and events for September 1st through 7th, 2025. We'll be revealing what's truly happening beneath the surface, far from the narratives you might hear elsewhere. Get ready for some paradigm-shifting insights that we're confident you'll find incredibly valuable. Let's kick things off with a significant report from Global Research. This one truly underscores the ongoing theme of alternative voices being targeted. This week, over 250 alternative and independent outlets raised alarms about what they describe as coordinated censorship and mainstream efforts to label any dissenting content as fake news. We're talking about everything from subtle algorithmic suppression, you know, where your content just quietly disappears from view, to avoid deplatforming campaigns where voices are silenced completely. Independent journalists are making a pretty bold argument that the real war isn't against misinformation itself, but against narratives that bravely challenge entrenched power structures. That's a strong claim. What's Global Research's evidence for this, and how do they see these gatekeepers actually operating?
That's a crucial distinction, yeah. And Global Research really emphasizes how mainstream media conglomerates are increasingly acting as gatekeepers of truth, not just reporters of it. They cite examples of media ownership consolidation and the shared financial interests that can subtly or not so subtly shape permissible discourse. They are actively marginalizing voices that call out corruption, war profiteering, and systemic fraud. What's striking is that this isn't an isolated incident. It represents a rare and powerful show of unity among incredibly diverse alternative outlets. You've got progressive activists to libertarian truth tellers, all facing similar pressures. This crackdown, as the source notes, signals the desperation of old systems trying to maintain control of the narrative, especially as the demand for truth-based reporting rises. This, in turn, is laying the groundwork for new platforms built on transparency, authenticity, and, well, the sovereignty of information.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a more insidious form of control than just outright blocking content, more subtle. If these mainstream players are acting as gatekeepers, shaping what we see and hear, what's the practical implication for us, for the individual truth seeker? How do we navigate that beyond just knowing it's happening?
Well, that's exactly the aha moment Global Research is highlighting. The key takeaway here isn't just that truth is decentralized, but that you become the central node in your own information network. This story highlights the necessity of curating a diverse information diet and actively cross-referencing sources, because no single platform can be relied upon as the sole arbiter of fact. Not anymore. As old systems try to control the narrative, we're called to actively reclaim sovereignty over our own minds, meaning to take full ownership of your mental landscape and not blindly accept narratives presented to you. This means seeking truth through direct inquiry and that invaluable inner guidance, your intuition.
Right. So it's less about finding one definitive source and more about becoming the editor of your own information landscape. That's a powerful shift in personal responsibility. It really is. Okay, next up. We turn to nature's powerful reminders with an update on global hurricanes and typhoons. Typhoon Pipa recently struck western Japan. It disrupted daily life and left over 17,000 homes without power. And that's significant. High winds and flooding forced the suspension of Shinkansen and bullet trains and prompted evacuations in low-lying coastal areas. Now, Japan's extensive disaster preparedness certainly limited casualties, which is a testament to their systems, absolutely. But the storm still underscored the region's inherent vulnerability to extreme weather events. Meteorologists noted that Peipa is part of a growing global pattern of intensified hurricanes and typhoons, fueled by shifting ocean currents and rising sea surface temperatures. We've seen storms battering Asia, the Atlantic, and the Caribbean over the past month, straining emergency services and displacing thousands.
Mm-hmm. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these intensifying storms are often seen as mirroring the turbulence of our awakening era. Like nature itself is reflecting the imbalance created by human systems, both environmentally and maybe energetically. As old infrastructures falter under these extreme conditions, the call grows stronger for new models of harmony with the earth. Models that emphasize sustainable living, resilient communities, and conscious stewardship. The source highlights that this isn't just a natural disaster report, it's a profound demonstration of how fragile our current systems are when faced with nature's immense power.
It's a powerful idea, nature reflecting our imbalance. But for many listeners, you know, dealing with a typhoon means immediate practical concerns. Rebuilding homes, finding food. How do we balance that broader sort of spiritual interpretation with the very real immediate needs of a community in crisis? What does rebuilding society in alignment with sustainability look like on a local, tangible level after the storm passes?
That's an excellent question, yeah. And it's absolutely not about ignoring the immediate. That's crucial. The awakening lesson here suggests that nature's upheavals act as mirrors, showing us the imbalance in human systems so that we can choose to change. They are wake-up calls to rebuild society in alignment with sustainability, resilience, and conscious stewardship of our beautiful planet. On a practical level, this translates to developing local, decentralized power grids, investing in eco-friendly building materials, fostering community-led emergency response networks, cultivating food security locally, things like that. It's about empowering communities to be less dependent on fragile centralized systems and more connected to their local environment and, importantly, each other.
I can see how that connects. Yeah, it connects to the idea of sovereignty and self-reliance, even in the face of natural events. Makes sense. All right, from earthbound storms to cosmic shifts. Our third story takes us to the sun. The sun continues to deliver heightened activity as solar cycle 25 nears its peak. Recent M-class solar flares, these are mid-level bursts of radiation, along with powerful coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, which are essentially massive clouds of superheated gas and magnetic fields flung from the sun. And even a rare cannibal storm, I love that name, where a faster CME catches and consumes an earlier one. All this has triggered auroras visible across much of the northern hemisphere. Spectacular light shows for many. Scientists also unveiled groundbreaking imagery of the sun's south pole and high-resolution flare structures, offering fresh insights into our star's enduring mysteries.
And while these auroras certainly captivate the public, yeah, space weather experts are also warning of significant risks. Risks to satellites, GPS systems, power grids here on Earth. A strong geomagnetic storm has the potential to disrupt communications and even damage critical infrastructure. It really reveals just how dependent modern civilization has become on these often vulnerable technological systems. It makes you realize, doesn't it, how fragile our modern lives really are. Yeah. One major CME and suddenly our entire digital world could go dark. Puts our reliance on technology into perspective.
Absolutely. I mean, who would have thought a cannibal storm in space could affect my morning commute, right? It's wild, but the implications are pretty profound. Beyond the awe-inspiring light shows and the practical risks, what's the deeper insight? What should we take from this intensified solar activity?
Well, beyond the spiritual angle, this escalating solar activity is a stark reminder of our critical infrastructure's vulnerability. That's a big one. The insight here is the urgent need for a more resilient, decentralized power grid and communication systems. It challenges us to consider how we prepare for disruptions beyond just earthly threats. From the spiritual perspective, though, intensified solar activity reminds us that awakening is both cosmic and earthly. It's connected. The sun isn't only the direct source of our physical energy, but also, perhaps, a mirror of energetic cycles that can profoundly affect consciousness. As the old systems strain under these powerful cosmic forces, humanity is invited to realign with natural rhythms, to open itself to higher awareness, understanding that these cycles are powerful invitations, invitations to expand our awareness and prepare for transformation both within ourselves and in the world around us.
So it's a call to both practical resilience and an internal energetic alignment. Fascinating connection there. Okay, now for a fascinating analysis, and one that comes from a somewhat unexpected source, yet resonates deeply with our theme, the Financial Times. Yes, the mainstream Financial Times. They tackled the collapse of gatekeeping power once held almost exclusively by legacy media and political elites. The article argues that social media, despite all its flaws, has effectively dissolved the monopoly on information flow, allowing both alternative voices and dissenters to bypass traditional filters that once controlled narratives. The result, it suggests, is a more chaotic, yes, but also a democratized public sphere.
Exactly. The Financial Times article argued that while misinformation absolutely remains a challenge in this new landscape, a big challenge, the era of elite control over acceptable narratives is fundamentally gone. Grassroots movements, independent journalists, citizen investigators, they now wield the ability to shape discourse and mobilize communities, something that was truly unimaginable just two decades ago. It's a double-edged sword, of course, with the proliferation of all kinds of content, true and false. But the genie is definitely out of the bottle. No going back.
That's a crucial observation, especially coming from a publication like the Financial Times. Makes you pause. So if gatekeeping, as we once knew it, is crumbling, what does this new chaotic and democratized information sphere mean for us? What's the insight beyond simply acknowledging that it's happening? How do we navigate that?
Well, connecting the dots, the crumbling of gatekeeping is a key marker of the awakening process itself. That's how the source frames it. The insight here is that it challenges each of us to move beyond passive consumption of information, way beyond, and into active discernment, choosing truth consciously rather than simply inheriting it from traditional authority. Though messy and noisy, this open flow of information is eroding centralized control. It's forcing individuals to reclaim discernment, responsibility, and truth-seeking as the very foundation of the new systems that are emerging. It's a call to refine your own internal bulse detector, if you will, and to trust your intuition more, really hone that skill.
Right. It's putting the onus squarely back on us, the individual, to become the ultimate filter, to do the work. Okay, for our fifth and final point this week, we look at the contentious Senate hearing involving Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Mother Jones, another publication not typically aligned with traditional establishment narratives, published an investigative breakdown. A breakdown of claims made during his testimony, which they deemed misleading or false. Now, while supporters praise his independence and willingness to challenge orthodoxies, critics argue that he distorted facts around health policy and regulatory capture, that term for when regulatory bodies meant to act in the public's interest instead end up serving the commercial or political interest of the industries they're supposed to oversee. This clash at the hearing really highlighted the depolarization over who gets to define truth in public health debates. That's a key issue right now.
It is. And what's fascinating here is that Mother Jones, a publication traditionally skeptical of establishment narratives, took a fact-check approach to the testimony. This underscores the crucial need for accountability, even among those positioning themselves as outsider voices. It's not about picking sides blindly. The piece reflected a broader concern that the collapse of trust in traditional institutions has left a vacuum where many competing narratives now vie for legitimacy, making it incredibly difficult for many people to navigate. It creates a space where everyone claims to have the truth, but whose truth do you trust? How do you decide?
Exactly. So what's the insight for us, the truth seekers? When figures like RFK Jr. stir up such strong, divided opinions, and even alternative-leaning publications are fact-checking, how do we find our way through that highly polarized landscape without just, you know, picking a team?
Right. Connecting the dots, RFK Jr.'s contentious testimony exemplifies what the source calls the awakening struggle. Old trust and authority has largely dissolved, okay? But new, reliable structures of discernment are not yet fully formed. We're in between. The path forward, then, requires deeper critical thinking, open debate, and a genuine willingness to transcend tribal alignments in pursuit of shared truth, wherever it may lead. So the insight is to sharpen your critical thinking, hold space for thoughtful debate, and actively resist tribalism. Don't just jump on a bandwagon. Awakening means moving past this current polarization and cultivating the courage to seek truth beyond labels, beyond sides, or beyond any scripted talking points. It's about being willing to question everyone's narrative, including, maybe especially, those you might initially agree with.
That's a profound challenge, yeah. And one that really empowers the individual to truly take ownership of their truth-seeking journey. It comes back to personal responsibility again.
It does. This week's alternative stories truly remind us that the awakening process is multidimensional. It's not just one thing. These censorship battles, the intensifying storms, cosmic shifts from our sun, the collapse of old media gatekeepers, and the heated debates over contested truths. They are not isolated events. They are interconnected signals of transformation, powerful signs that old systems of control are unraveling, while new pathways of freedom, resilience, and truth are opening before us. Each story, in its own way, calls for an elevation of consciousness and a reevaluation of how we live, how we consume information, and how we relate to the world.
You've been on a deep dive with us, and the invitation from this week's briefing is clear. Don't just read the headlines. Go deeper. Connect the dots, awaken the patterns, and actively live in alignment with the truth that is emerging within and around you. It's about being an active participant in this shifting reality, not just watching.
Mm-hmm. And to leave you with a thought to ponder, these top alternative news stories highlight the rapid escalation of disclosures, whistleblower testimonies, and the unraveling of old systems that have long been in place. As truth emerges, the global awakening accelerates, asking us to be more than just observers. So stay informed, question everything, and continue to connect the dots in your own sovereign journey, trusting your inner guidance above all else. That's really key.